Hi, welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And I'm your host, Pastor Shayo.
And I'm your other host, Whitney Shayo.
And at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
That's right. So instead of searching for the perfect person to be a perfect match for you, each of you can become the right person.
Yes. So here we help you give your marriage a fighting chance. We help you give your marriage a chance so that you can actually live the life that you had envisioned when you were dating.
And Pesa and I have been together for 12 years. We have 4 little kids. And we also know how it feels to have all of those ups and downs.
Ups and downs in marriage. But hey, we've been able to make it so far. And we are going to share you some tips on how you can make your marriage much better. Not perfect. This is not a perfect zone, but it's improving your life, your marriage.
Yes, and we actually have an announcement to make this week. We just had our baby. Yay!
Yay!
Our 4th baby.
Yes, we're enjoying all the kids.
Today we'll be having a theme called Be Crazy for Your Marriage.
Whoa, be crazy for your marriage? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, actually, it just comes from the fact that anybody who wants to have a lasting marriage and stay together cannot do what everybody else is doing.
So you're telling me I need to be cray-cray for my marriage?
Yeah, you do. You really do. You have to. And you can't just be the average couple if you want to survive this.
And I thought being married, I need to be sane.
You need to be sane.
Not insane.
Nope. You got to have a little bit of the insanity. That's
so,
for sure.
So Whitney, what do you mean when you talk about like being insane for your marriage?
What I mean is there are spouses out there right now who maybe, you know, they feel like walking away at this point.
Okay.
They feel like giving up. And what I would recommend to the spouse who wants to stay, the one who's trying to hold everything together, I would say just be totally crazy for your marriage and for your family and just make sure you take back your spouse.
So you're saying that you need to be a control freak and or what?
No, it's not control freak. What it is basically show your spouse that you are obsessed with making this work. And you're determined not to quit. Because we all at some point reach that level where it looks like it doesn't make sense anymore. But sometimes you need your spouse to be there for you and say, you know what, I'm actually not letting go of this. So that's what I mean by that.
Okay, so you believe in marriage, and even if the spouse at that time, at that moment, that they are not feeling it, they don't feel it. And we all go through those moments where you just don't feel it. It always helps when there's somebody in there who's 100% committed to the relationship and they actually feel it for you. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't come out right, but sometimes you just need somebody to be a leader and to be like, hey, this thing is going to work if we just stick with it, because sometimes you don't feel like it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Yeah, something like this takes a strong leader to say, you know, yeah, you're not going anywhere. And that's actually an interesting story, because you've actually had some husbands tell you that it has gotten to a point where the wife says those terrible 3 words, but the I hate you words.
Yes.
And sometimes it comes out and they feel like everything is over. There's nothing they can do.
Yes. I had a friend who is like, oh, she just told me, I hate you. Mm-hmm. I hate you. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, and then I was like, so what? And he's like, oh man, she just said it. So if she hates me, there's no reason for me to be there. She might be feeling there's something that you did or there's something going on, but you have to fight for your marriage, man. You got to fight for your marriage. And so they all stuck with it. And yeah, it was crazy, man. It was, oh, man, it was crazy. But I'm glad to say that they were able to make it through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yes, the words came out, crazy words came out, and it felt like they will never be together or they will never stay together. But
yes. But your advice was to basically take back your wife. Go get your wife.
Go get back your wife. Go yes. Your wife. but she said she hates me. Yes, mm-hmm. she did. And what are you gonna do about it? You just gonna go and get back your wife because you wanna mm-hmm. stick with your family.
So if you hear those words like that, in this case, you need to have the so what kind of reaction.
Yeah, so what? So what? Yes.
Just you need to be able to to brush it off.
Yeah, brush it off. And for a lot of people, it might be controversial, but the truth is, what do you want? Do you want to keep your marriage or do you want few months later to be like, I wish I had done this. I wish. No. Huh?
Yeah, and Pesa tells me, because we're real people too. We get mad also. Yes. When I'm mad, he reminds me, well, if you leave, I'm just going to follow you. I'll just go with you. So there's no point in leaving. And I know it sounds like a stalker situation, but no, really, if you want to take back your family, yes. You know, I mean, it's you have to be 100% determined.
Yes.
To make it work.
100% determined to make it work, and at the same time, 100% determined to go through all the craziness, because that's basically what people did when they were dating. They went through a lot of stuff to be together, but staying together, a lot of folks don't want to go through thick or thin to stay together. And we're here to tell you that it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more than possible.
Yes.
So, and we just want you to know there are people like us out there who want to offer encouragement and let you know that we have also been there and we still go through those things sometimes.
Yes.
That's just how life is. The pastor at our church last week gave a really nice example. He said, in life, you can't have this without that.
Yeah.
There's, you know, I can't have the husband without at least some arguing here and there or conflict is just going to be there. That's part of it.
We live in a broken world.
So you can't have this without that. But
you still can make it better.
Yeah. At the same time, that doesn't mean that marriage has to be miserable. It doesn't have to be what the culture is telling us that, you know, marriage feels like a trap and, you know, no, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like that at all. Folks, we're going to take a really quick break and we will be right back.
Folks, we are back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo.
And I'm your other host, Whitney Shayo.
And hey, guys, if you want to find us, you can always find us at liveyourbestmarriage.com, liveyourbestmarriage.com. And if you want, you can also tweet us at Pesa Shayo, PESASHAYO.
And you can find me on Twitter at Whitney Shayo.
And we'll also leave all that information in the show notes so that you can be able to find us and we can be able to connect.
Absolutely. And there's one thing I definitely want to say is we don't really think there's a right or a wrong way to stay married. We've noticed that a lot of couples are able to make it work. They come up with their own techniques and things like that. But sometimes when you're having issues, it's nice to sort of have some ideas on what you can do about that. Because sometimes it takes being creative to make it work.
For sure.
Yeah. And no one wants a long list of do's and don'ts But for sure, you know, we can help you out in being creative, because most of us share a lot of common problems, but the solutions might not be a one size
fits all.
Yeah. Yes. It's not going to be a one size fits all. But, and one thing I want to remind everybody is to really be careful of who you get advice from, because we've had times in our lives where, you know, people who have never even been married are giving us advice. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Because not to be mean, but they don't really know what to do.
They don't really know what goes on in a marriage, because if they did, they already been married and stayed longer. So what I'm trying to say is find couples who have been married longer than you, who have a better relationship than you, who have a relationship where you are looking forward to be like. Mm-hmm. Like they're doing better than you, and then get advice from them in your local area.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't get marriage advice from everybody. Mm-hmm. People who are not even married seem mm-hmm. to be wanting to give advice.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's one of actually great advice right there, to look for someone who's older who can give you some guidance. I actually learned that from a friend of ours at church. She joined a Bible study group, and she met a lady who was probably about 20 years older than her, but they had similar situations. And so she gets advice from this lady regularly, and I totally think that is awesome. And another thing that I wanted to bring up is there are some ways that you need some ideas for how to get along better. And one of those ideas is to not dismiss your spouse's concerns as silly.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm with you on that one. I am totally with you on that one.
Because I think we could all agree that there are some things, some issues that our spouse may bring to us at times that do not even sound like a problem to us, but it's something really huge to them.
Yes. And I'm with you on that one, because
mm-hmm.
before you start saying, oh man, she's on that stuff again.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Don't dismiss it as BS. Don't do that.
So what should you do?
Just listen to what they're saying. Listen to the problem they're bringing you, and try your best to come up with a solution. Because if the normal reaction for a wife is, oh my gosh, what is he talking about? That wasn't even in my radar. Where is this coming from? Okay, you're not going to be able to help him, you know, chill out on that particular issue if you're dismissing it. And it's the same way for a husband. Yeah, if the husband is saying, oh, what is this? Where is she going with this? What is she talking about? It might be nothing to you, but it's something to them.
It's something to them. So,
and I think one of the perfect ways to show that you care is to go ahead and address the problem and do what you can to fix it.
Or be creative in finding a way to fix it.
Yes, yes. Be creative. Pretty much do whatever you need to do to get it resolved.
But you need to show your spouse that you are actually listening,
mm-hmm.
you care,
mm-hmm.
and you are interested in helping solve the issue. There's a book I love, The Five Love Languages,
mm-hmm.
by Gary Chapman.
Yes.
And we'll put that book in our show notes. That book is a very simple book on how to, they talk about love languages.
Yeah, they they offer so many ways of helping you get along better based on what your spouse's preference may be. The five languages are quality time, physical touch, and giving gifts. The other one is, what is the other one?
Folks, it has been a while before we read that book, but we know it's a great book.
It is. It's really awesome. Yes. It's awesome. And it helped us a lot. We'll put the five things in the notes for you, but we would definitely recommend that you read it because it is a huge help. It helps explain a lot of things that, you know, you may not have really thought about before.
Yes, you might not have thought about it before, but they're actually a big deal to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about this book, not only is it easy to read,
mm-hmm.
it will also help you with the relationship between you and your kids, you and your in-laws. It's like just helps you with understanding how other people, what makes them tick, what makes them mm-hmm. smile, what makes them, mm-hmm. what's the big deal to them, so that you can be able to know how to relate with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like actually gives you a head, it gives you like a,
mm-hmm.
an advantage when it comes to relating with folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The other one is words of affirmation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those ones.
That one. Okay, it's not funny. But definitely, that's a good one. Another really, really awesome book that helped us was Love and Respect.
Yes.
By Dr. Eckridge.
Love and Respect.
Mm-hmm. Because he also explained a lot of things that I never would have thought about in a million years. So that definitely can help a husband and wife connect.
Yes, Love and Respect by Dr. Eckridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Does he write the book with his wife too?
I don't know. He talks about the wife. But
yeah.
I don't know if they wrote it together.
We'll put that in the show notes. We all have marriage problems, but not one solution fits all. You might have to be a little bit creative in your marriage. You might have to read a few more books. You might have to get advice from people who have been in marriage longer. But at the end of the day, we are here to tell you that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. It might not feel like it when you are going through the drama,
mm-hmm.
but there's always a chance for it to be awesome and fulfilling. Mm-hmm. That is why you even got married to begin with,
mm-hmm.
assuming that you are not forced to get married.
That's exactly right. So just to remind you, when we say that everybody has a chance, what we mean by that is you don't have to go your separate ways and start looking for the perfect match. Because, first of all, the perfect match does not exist. But
and if they existed, they wouldn't need you because they're already perfect to begin with.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if we were all perfect, we wouldn't need anyone. We wouldn't need a partner to go through life with. But also what we mean is the new and improved version of you and your spouse can actually be, you can look at that as the perfect match after you get some of your issues figured out and you work on things, you become better and better. So, which in my opinion, that would be a million times better than going out and trying to find someone else. Start fresh. Because in most cases, we'll just end up carrying the same problems with us to the new person.
Carrying the same problem with us to the new person. And then we'll start the same cycle again.
The same thing again. And this other new person, they're going to have
their own stuff.
They'll have their own issues that might not be the same issues that your other husband or wife had. But they will have issues, trust me.
Oh, is it because they are human beings?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
So.
So, yeah.
So we don't like to see couples trading one set of problems for a new set. That's so sad to us. And if there's any way that we can help and just be there to encourage you, that's what we want to do.
Yes. That's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Folks, just to remind you that you are listening to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And
thank you so much for listening, folks. We are here every single week. You can always find us here. You can visit the blog, the liveyourbestmarriage.com, for more tips and ideas. We have a lot of videos on YouTube as well, and there's more to come, trust me.
Thank you. And until next time, don't forget to like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter, and we'll follow you back when you follow us on Twitter. So again, until next time, God bless.